Curie, celebrating Kerry's heritage.
Hi, Conor Kelleher here from the Cork County Bat Group. That's the sound of a bat flying in the night. It's a lesser horseshoe bat, but alas, it's now very rare in this country, except here in County Kerry, where it's still quite common. But it may not be much longer. Destruction of hedgerows, loss of roost sites, reduction of prey due to pesticides, intolerance and fear. All these elements are taking their toll on Kerry's bats. These animals are the only mammals capable of true flight. For centuries, they've been portrayed as evil in folklore. There aren't many positive images or stories about bats. People often say that bats are blind, that they get caught in your hair, and that they drink blood. None of these things is true. There are actually 8 different species of bats in Kerry. They survive by eating many different kinds of insects, and they therefore have a very important role to play in our environment. These small animals are a great asset to farmers and gardeners, as they eat many crop pests like daddy longlegs. There are no other night-flying insect predators in the Kerry skies to consume these insects. The pipistrelle, for example, can eat up to 3,500 midges each summer night, and that's the smallest Kerry bat. It can easily fit in a matchbox. Basically, bats mean natural insect control without the need for damaging chemicals. Bats are not rodents. They are part of our wildlife heritage and they need friends. Without human tolerance, species like the lesser horseshoe bat are facing a very bleak future.
Kelura Kiri was produced by Kerry County Council and the Heritage Council in association with Radio Kerry.